I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Life is full of mundane and not so mundane things that many of us get quite used to and over time take for granted. The electricity that feeds our lights and smartphone chargers, the supermarket shelves that are chock full of an endless supply of foodstuffs, the car that starts up right away and gets us where we need to go. Of course, we've all had those painful reminders that we shouldn't take all of this for granted. Hurricanes and nor'easters can pull the plug on our electrical supply in a flash. Midwestern droughts can shrink the stock on grocery store shelves. A dead car battery can stop us in our tracks. We know, at least in an intellectual way, that we shouldn't take what we have for granted. But sometimes we need reminders, as we hear from a very wise high school student, Caroline Cheng.
The first day of my first job ever was a disaster. I worked at a coffee shop, which, despite it sounding easy, was actually extremely difficult. I gave customers tens instead of ones, handed out coffees instead of tea, and made decaf instead of regular. That first week was exhausting, both physically and mentally. I was not only tired from being on my feet for 9 consecutive hours, but also from realizing that the adult world is tough. After my first shift, I went home, ate pizza, and soaked my feet in hot water before going to bed. For the next couple weeks, I continued this routine, each time wallowing in self-pity. I believed my life was hard and tedious, full of only stress, work, and more work. One Friday, I went to get a manicure with my friends, as a reward for finishing the week. But as I looked at the prices, I was shocked to see $17. For me, $17 was 2 hours of work, 2 hours of my feet getting sore, and 2 hours of headaches stemming from remembering 3 orders at once. Was painting my nails really worth all this? Before I took the job, $17 was nothing. I had no sense of the value of a dollar, no understanding of how hard people worked for money. Because my parents supported me, I was blind to the cost of things. But my view on life had changed dramatically. I realized that so many work themselves to the bone for $17, which would be used to pay off their student loans or support a family, not to be wasted on a manicure. While I went home to a hot shower and warm foods, others came home to find bills and expenses. This was the first time I had acknowledged how extremely fortunate I am to have a family who provides for me. I believe that despite difficult times, like an exhausting day at work, there is still so much to be grateful for, like a comfy bed or a dinner prepared, or the hot water that I still use to soak my feet. Not only have I learned the value of a dollar, but also that I should take nothing for granted. There is always something to be grateful for, and I believe we must look beyond our struggles to find it.
Caroline Cheng is a junior at East Greenwich High School. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.